Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Thank you for joining us, and we're looking forward to getting right back into the unseen realm. Before we do, number one, we just want you to let God become real in your life. That shouldn't even be something that we should question. But it's interesting how religion has stolen that for us until we learn about someone we've never met. But truly, meeting God is experiencing Him, and He wants to be real to you. Number two, that our answers to prayers would not only be regular and common, but there would be an excitement. You know, I've watched people for years and made this comment: people are still excited about faith as long as they don't have to use theirs. And I know that may seem a little bit harsh, but what it's trying to say is most people aren't very confident in their own faith walk with God. And the number one reason is we want God to become real to you. The more real He is, the more you find His grace everywhere, the more you gain confidence that God's really in your life, how easy would it be then to talk to somebody you know is right there? Not just because you've read it in a book, but because you actually experience Him to be so. And this is what contributes to answers to your prayers. And number three, that you take those prayer answers and you'd share them as testimonies with people. Well, Matthew 11, 27 through 30 in the Message Bible is the scripture passage we read every time we do a Grace, Adventures in Grace video. Why? Because it's an invitation from Jesus for you to have a relationship with Him exactly as He does with the Father. And so it goes like this. Now Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Father like the Son, nor the Son like the Father. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Isn't it interesting that everything Jesus said revolved back to you hanging out with Him? Now, I understand there is a degree of when you read the Bible, you are hanging out with God. This is God's word for you. And the things that He shares to you are personal for you as well as everyone else that reads. But the reality of even the scriptures is it leads you to God Himself. Folks, we don't want to just have a relationship where we know the Bible inside and out, but you can't get an answer to your prayer. And I've watched that so many years that I'm telling, and in my own life, I've had ups and downs in those areas myself. And what does it teach you? But there's nothing in the world like opening up your heart and your mind to the grace of God so that the reality of God Himself becomes the person that you're walking with. Now, everything you read, everything you pray, everything you confess, it actually has substance, because the substance is, even as Paul showed us in his gospel or his epistle messages, the substance is Christ. Well, let's just jump back in, because we were looking at some things that were really wonderful over in, you know, John chapter 14. We were reading about how the world is a sightless world because it's a loveless world. And verse 26 of the 14th chapter says, the friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. Everything plain, what's everything? Everything about the spiritual world, everything that is accurate and true versus what is false and what is a non-reality, everything plain to you will become what? The Father's will, the Father's plan, the anointing, the presence, the healing, the victory, all the blessings and benefits that Jesus has provided us, this ability to walk on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be ever means to hurt us. All of the things that we quote about greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. How would you like that to become real to you? That the greater one is in you. How do you think you would respond to lesser things of the world? You'd begin to command them to be where they're supposed to be, or to stop where they're supposed to stop. We wouldn't invite the things of the world to become real in our lives, because the reality is that God is real. And the Holy Ghost is who makes everything plain to you. I think we can see this over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you turn there, verse 10 to 16, it says, but you've seen and heard it, because God by His Spirit has brought it all out into the open before you. Well, what's the it he's talking about? Well, earlier on, he was talking about the mystery. And we know the great mystery of the church is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And if the devil or demonic powers and ruling spirits and wickedness in high places, if they had known what they were doing when they crucified the Lord of glory, that they were making way for the plan of God to be consummated through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, that we all could become sons of God and walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, and have eyes open to the spirit realm. Now, the gig is up and the devil is defeated and he's under our feet. And we don't just quote it out of fear that the devil might hurt us. We literally put him and keep him under our feet. The greatest accomplishment of Satan is that he has made people believe that he's somebody and that he can do something. Folks, he's been stripped of all authority. He has no power. He has no ability to harm you, only what you give him. And that's why he's a deceiver. But thank God, who have we been given as our helper? The Spirit of Truth. And it goes on to say, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, see, not content to flit around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. What does that seem to indicate to you? The Holy Ghost is constantly bringing out of you what has been placed and embedded in you, which is the plan, the purpose, and the will of God for your life and the benefits and blessings of our new covenant. Relationship with Christ. These things are already yours. We walk around and act sometimes like we don't know what to do, but the truth is, if we have the Holy Ghost living in us, we'll never be in a situation where we don't know what to do. Why? Because the one who knows all things is revealing to our hearts what to do. Well, then, who would you like to be acquainted with in this earth the most? Your Blue Cross and your Blue Shield insurance? Your boss? Your workload, you know, the information you learned at school and at college and the university. Or maybe if you got alone with God and got quiet and learned who God is and began to let the Holy Ghost bring out of you and out of God the very depth of this wonderful relationship, you would be superior no matter what you did. You would have victory over any situation, and your knowledge and your comprehension of every obstacle, crisis, situation of life would be bathed with somebody who knows all the answers. I don't know. It just seems like that is what makes sense to me. Whoever knows what you're thinking about or planning except you yourself. The same with God, except he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion. Spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he's doing, has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. This should be of the greatest comfort to your soul right now. There may be some of you that are stuck trying to get your healing, when the truth is you already have your healing, but you're wanting it to become real to you and you're wanting to see it more accurately. Guess who will help you to see that you're actually well and will encourage you to do certain things that express that you've actually heard from God? Come on, everything about life when the Holy Ghost is involved produces results. You're not void of your manifestation. You say, well, I'm still hurting, or the tumor's still there, or the symptoms are there, or I can't hear, I can't see, I can't walk. Get your eyes off of the things that you can see. Get your eyes onto the things that you can't see. And the Spirit of truth who goes into the depth of God will draw even out of God and draw even out of you the very information that inspires you to see that you are actually a possessor of the thing that you're crying out to God for. What if you were really healed right now? What if you could really walk right now? What if you could really see right now? Maybe, just maybe, you'd get up and walk. Maybe, just maybe, you'd see. Maybe, just maybe, you wouldn't hurt anymore. Why am I asking questions? Because it's very obvious that the answer is it's already done in Christ. I'm telling you, there's somebody right now in your lungs, especially in the back, like your rib cage in the back. There's pain back there and you have trouble breathing and there's congestion in there, and that congestion has just disappeared from your body. You can take a full, very deep breath and there's no pain. There's no hindrance to your body. There's someone else in the prostate that's being healed right now in the wonderful name of Jesus. There's somebody else in your hips that are being aligned and your leg is no longer short and you can stand up and you're not crooked, you're straight. There's somebody right here, right now, there's pain in your eyes, but the pain is disappearing and the migraine headache has already disappeared and you're no longer afraid that you would get another one because you know that it's over. There's somebody else in here that there's some pain right in your ear, in fact, infection, and that's disappearing as I speak. Before I'm done with this broadcast, you'll already have your healing. Someone else, as far as your heart is concerned, there's more anxiety in your heart about you having a heart problem than there is a heart problem. Let go of the anxiety. Be released today. Be free to laugh today, and you'll see that there's nothing wrong with your heart. Let's just continue here as we're watching God demonstrate the last couple of minutes there, speaking like we did. He's demonstrating that he's taking something from God's heart and he's taking something from my heart. Why? Because God's spirit and our spirits are in open communion. Spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's spirit is doing, and that's what he was doing. I had access to it. I released it, and the power of the Holy Ghost is behind it. And you think God can share with us the testimonies of what just happened. I just heard from someone just recently that said, well, I was watching an Adventures in Grace video and I'm lying on the floor with my back thrown out and the pain so severe. And I'm listening to an Adventures in Grace video and all of a sudden I said something about someone, you know, the back has just been released. The pain's just disappeared. You're free in every single way. And she stood up and she said to herself, oh boy, this is going to hurt. But she's going to bend over like she's seen in some meetings, me work with individuals. So she bent over and initially the pain was there. And all of a sudden she bent two or three times. And just like you snap your finger, the pain disappeared and it was completely gone. I'm telling you, God's healing you, setting you free, and it's completely gone. The things that he said. Well, I want to come over here to 2 Kings chapter 6. And verse 8 to 23, this is the New King James Version, it says, now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. You say, well, how did the man of God know that? Well, it's going to explain that right here in this story, so listen on. Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing, and he called his servants to him and said, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king. In other words, no one's selling you out. It's the fact that Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, he tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. So he said, go and see where he is that I may send and get him. Now, isn't that interesting? Elijah is hearing what the king of Syria is saying in his bedroom. Does that mean God transported him there? Most likely, yes. Or did God allow him to hear what was being said? Well, for sure. But this is a work of the Spirit. This is the unseen realm. But look at the advantage that the unseen realm gives you even when you're up against obstacles. Oh, people, we need to not only get out of our obstacles, but we just need to live in this place where there's advantage. That's what Jesus was trying to explain to us about the friend that he was going to send. And the friend is the Holy Spirit. He's your best friend on the earth. Come on, get to know, talk with him, walk with him, work with him. That's what Jesus said he was going to teach us. And that's exactly what he was meaning. We can walk with him, work with him, spend time with him. How? Because the Spirit within our spirit shows and reveals everything that Jesus is saying and doing to us, just like the Father revealed everything to Jesus before Jesus even experienced it. Well, there's an advantage in the Holy Ghost. Going a little further, it says, and it was told him, saying, surely he is in Dothan. Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. Well, first and foremost, let me just say this, and I'll probably have to pull up again a little short because, you know, our time just disappears so quickly. But think about this. The Elijah is being sent by God into the bedchamber of the king when he's giving out orders so that he can hear and see what's going on and then alert the king of Israel what's taking place. And yet the king of Syria is going to go at night to take Elijah unaware. Do you see anything wrong with that? Do you see that earthly knowledge that doesn't understand the things of the spirit will always look to the flesh? And the reasoning of the flesh, you know, the word reasoning is not even a spiritual word. Why? Because everything about God is very absolute. It's cut and dry. It's black and white. There's no reasoning to it. When he says that you know him, you know him. Don't reason that. Well, I'd like to know him. No, get out of your head. You do know him. When he says we recognize him because we are the world that loves, and the world that is not a loving world is a sightless world, but you know him, you recognize him, you see him. There's no conjecture in that. There's no reasoning in that. It's not whether it could or might or would happen. It's an absolute. God always speaks this way to bring you to the highest point of faith where it becomes simple for you to experience what he's all about. We're going to have to come back here concerning this story. Right now, we're going to go to another grace story, which is so amazing and so wonderful. Can you say amen to that? Yes, God is amazing and wonderful. And so I want to give you this story. It's so good. It says, a few weeks ago, I went to a grocery store, but forgot my bank card or credit card. Fortunately, I only live a max of 10 minutes away. So the very nice clerk said, no problem. And I left to get my card and came back and someone had already paid for my groceries. I truly look for God to bless me daily, all day long, adventures in grace, ! Can you believe that? And you know, the answer should be, yes, I can. This is normal for those that are connected to God. God just has an inroad then into your life to do all these crazy and amazing things. You say, well, I've been saved for 40 years. Nothing like that's ever happened to me. Well, that's because you're not connected. How could you be saved to somebody and experience them for 40 years and not have testimonies? I have testimonies in the first 5 minutes that I'm awake with my wife. Why? Because she's there personally present, which means there's interaction. I can tell you what we said. We can tell you what we did throughout the day. What does that show you? It shows you that testimonies come from time and tangibility. And if someone doesn't have testimonies with God, that means you're not spending time with him and you're not allowing him to be tangible. Well, praise the Lord. I know you might not have liked that, but let's just move on to say, subscribe to the Adventures in Grace YouTube channel and let other people know about it. Go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and you can follow us. But by all means, do exactly what I shared with you right here, a grace testimony. Send them in to jhmi@jimhockaday.com and you'll find that on our website. We'll see you next time.